In just a moment, we'll have Live with the Jazz Cat on as he reaches his special guest today, Eric Reed, the great pianist. You're listening to Eric Reed on the new album here. It's on the Max Jazz label. It's a 2006 release, and it does feature a number of excellent players. Rodney Whitaker on bass with Willie Jones III on drums. Of course, Eric Reed on the piano. We'll be right back with the Jazz Cat himself, Leroy Downs, with the Live with the Jazz Cat show.
Yes, I'm here in Los Angeles, California, and I have another gentleman with me he'll be in Los Angeles at the end of the week because he's performing at the Jazz Bakery. Right now he's a few miles away in Marietta, Mr. Eric Reed. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing, Leroy?
Good. How are you?
Can't complain about a thing, just trying to beat this heat, man.
Beat the heat and play this good music, right?
Yes, indeed. Well, I'll create a different kind of heat with the music.
Oh, we love that, man. You know, whenever I've had an opportunity to see you perform, I hear the happiness of the heavenly spirit dance through your melodies. I mean, what are the common denominators for you in your compositional approach to the music?
Well, plenty of soul, plenty of swing, and certainly plenty of happiness, but also a real awareness and appreciation of a God-given gift that I've had since I was a child.
Oh, I mean, that's absolutely wonderful. We hear it come across, you know, whenever you play.
Well, that's certainly my intention. I don't want my music to come across as contrived or lacking any kind of genuine feeling. I don't really feel as though when I'm playing that I have something to prove. I really just want people to feel good. I want them to walk away, being able to hum some of the melodies in their head, and just really having a wonderful experience.
You know, we get that. And, I mean, I also get to watch your wonderful relationship with the crowd when you play. I mean, how does the presence of their energy affect your sensibilities that are different from when you're doing any recordings in the studio?
It has a direct impact, man. You know, I could sit and play for myself, you know, any day of the week and twice on Sunday. But having an actual audience checking out what I'm doing and feeling that energy and feeling the intimacy and the vibe of the audience only heightens and increases my sensitivity to music, to the musicians, and just overall just creating an artistic impact that really just blows people's minds, hopefully.
You're listening to the man, Eric Reed, right here on the show, Live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio, on the For Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. You know, at the end of 2007, I caught you at the Jazz Bakery, and it was actually my last taste of music before I took in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as the year comes to a close, what are some of the mental and emotional stimuli that prepares and propels you for the year ahead of personally and musically for inspiration in the music?
Well, I'm just so glad to be around and to be alive to see another year end and another year begin. And at the end of each year, you know, each year is the culmination of some trials and tribulations and some sorrows, some letdowns, but plenty of happy moments, seeing births of, you know, different children born to my family. I've got a huge family with lots of nieces and nephews and great nieces and nephews. But, of course, we've lost some of our heroes. We lost Oscar Peterson last year. And this year, just recently, we've lost Ronnie Matthews and we've lost Dennis Irwin. So it's kind of a preparation and an awareness of, like, well, you know, I know I'm going to have similar experiences. Then again, you may get through a year where nobody checks out of here that you know of, that you're close to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know that as long as I can continue to use my music for healing purposes and not just for my own selfish gain, then each year that comes and goes, it, like I said, even though there are many trials and pitfalls and stumbling blocks, each year also brings about a great deal of success personally, spiritually, and mentally for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love the last notes or the final chords on many of the songs that you play. You know, they put such a resonation of acceptance and completion on the music, leaving everyone, you know, feeling all right with themselves and feeling at peace with the universe, you know, just like after a good sermon, you know. Are you reestablishing relationships with the Divine One through your music?
Always. The relationship never waned. It never wavered. Since I was a child, I grew up playing in church, and I never strayed from that sound or from that feeling, even though I wasn't always able to be in church on a regular basis once I got older and really got established in my career. But I always stayed close to God through prayer, through reading my Bible, and on the occasional visit, you know, to different churches when I could make it, even when I was traveling across the world.
Right. You're listening to Eric Reed right here on the show, Live with the Jazz Cat. My name is Leroy Downs, and it's on 1410 AM KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio, on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. You dedicated the very beautiful song, Wish, to your father on the album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I listen to it, I envision this imagery of you playing through the years and all those little snippets of lovely moments with your dad when he was there with you, with your lessons and award shows and recordings and all that. Talk about the melody that is the band.
Well, Wish, like most of the songs that I write these days, all of these melodies are kind of separate entities from the chord changes, from the form, or, you know, the number of bars per section or whatever like that. I start off most of my compositions with just the melody, pencil and paper, away from the piano, sitting on my couch or sitting outside or what have you, and just writing these melodies as they come to my head. That way, I won't sit at the piano and play what is comfortable for me or what comes naturally.
Right.
I'd rather just hear it in my head, and I actually get to challenge my musical senses. I get to challenge the harmonies, the melodies, and the rhythms of what I know. And that song in particular really made me lament all the things that I wish that I could have done with my father while he was alive. And we got to do quite a bit. We traveled across the country every year to North Carolina from California for a family reunion. That's where he was from. And I wish I could have said, I love you one more time, or wish I could have heard him say it to me one more time. Even though we said it to each other a lot, you still long for that just one more opportunity, you know?
Yes, I do.
It's never enough with the people you love.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful, man. And, you know, it's interesting that you compose that way, because one of the things that I always think about is if you write a great tune and you love to play that tune, when you are practicing or when you're trying to compose and you come across those same couple of notes that remind you of that tune, I'm wondering how you get away from that to try to create something new.
Well, I don't, in the forefront of my mind is not so much about creating something new, it's just continuing to dig inside of myself. Even though I'm always finding new things to do, over time, once you do something enough, you just develop your own sound. So if somebody can hear a snippet of something that I've done in one song and then 10 years later hear that same snippet, I'm okay with that. If they say, oh, well, he's become repetitive, that's not such a bad thing, because what it means is I've latched on to a vocabulary and I've utilized that to create my own identity.
Well, creating your own identity in the music is not an easy thing to do. You know, it's like the way you lay your fingers on the keys for most of the day. That's Eric Reed by listening to the radio. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment.
I would certainly think so. And like you said, it's not really an easy thing to do. But again, I believe in my heart that the more genuine you are with your contribution, with your offering, with your rendering of your artistic position or your artistic platform, the more people will be receptive to you. And it's just this constant give and take. And then people will go with you, along with you, in your career year in and year out.
Yeah, it's really all about honesty and integrity in the music, and you definitely have that, man.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you were able to hear it.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of here, that's the name of the brand new disc on Max Jazz Records. As usual, Max Jazz is like the leader in this classy presentations of marketing artistry, what they do with their albums. Describe your working relationships with my man, drummer Willie Jones III, and Rodney Whitaker for this project.
Well, I've known Willie Jones since we were teenagers growing up here in Los Angeles. And he and I actually got together playing gospel music before either of us knew that the other one played jazz. So it's such an intense, intimate, and well-developed musical and personal relationship because we go so far back. I can't even really put it into words. It's just once we hit the bandstand, it all makes perfect sense, and then everybody knows. Everybody's put on notice, you know?
Yeah.
And with Rodney Whitaker, I met Rodney in the late 1980s. He was playing with Donald Harrison and Terrence Blanchard, and then he left them and went to go play with Roy Hargrove, and he was playing with Gregory Hutchinson, who was really one of my favorite drummers at the time, and I wanted to put the two of them together on a record. And it had been a while since I had recorded with Rodney before we did here. It had been some time, and I figured it was time to kind of get back to that feeling that he offers with that very intensely on-top beat that he has, kind of like Ray Brown.
Yeah. Well, that's here, H-E-R-E, even though we hear here.
Yes.
It's H-E-R-E, not H-E-A-R, for those of you who I'm sure want to go look for the music. We're speaking with Mr. Eric Reed right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio, on the For Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Did I cut you off, man? Were you about to say something?
No, I was just going to say I actually considered H-E-A-R as a possible spelling, too, for the title.
Any way you play it, man, we're definitely hearing it, so it's all good.
there's
also, you also did something for Herbie Nichols on the album. And for those who are not very familiar with the music of Herbie Nichols, what are they in store for when they check it out?
Well, Herbie Nichols was one of these unsung heroes who checked out of here way too young. He died in 1963 of leukemia, and he was virtually unrecognized, not just by the public, but by a lot of his peers. But I'm not talking about people like Thelonious Monk, who knew him well. Thelonious Monk, Elmo Hope, Bud Powell, and Randy Weston. Those five guys, along with Herbie, or including Herbie, rather, they made up the New York scene of the mid-1940s, and it was a very intensely harmonic and rhythmic scene that was going on. This is like just right before bebop and going into bebop. And all these guys used to sit and practice with each other, and they would feed each other ideas, and you didn't really know where one ended and the other one began. But for some reason, Herbie was kind of a straight-laced guy, and he wasn't really into a lot of the social ills that some of the other cats in the mainstream had become a part of. So he stayed away from that scene. People like him and Horace Silver and John Lewis, they were considered quote-unquote squares.
Yeah. So, Charles Lloyd would call that tragic magic.
Oh, okay. That works. That works. And then, so Herbie was really only able to get gigs doing Dixieland gigs, playing a much older style. And Herbie was extremely versatile as a pianist. He was a lot like Jackie Byard or Herbie Hancock in that he could play any style, and he still had his own identity. But he was also this brilliant composer, and he was this brilliant player, but his music was far ahead of its time.
Well, that's something definitely to look forward to for all of you who have not had a chance to hear Herbie Nichols. You're going to be back here in L.A. You're not far away now, but you'll be at the Jazz Bakery starting this Friday, July the 11th, through Saturday, July the 12th, with some different cats in the rhythm section. What can we expect to hear from this trio?
Well, Hamilton Price is the bass player, and he's from Jonesboro, Arkansas. Kevin Canner is a Los Angeles native, and he's on drums. And I have to say, this rhythm section is by far, and I play with a lot of guys, they are by far my favorite rhythm section to play with. And it may seem extreme to some people, but a lot of times I've wound up hiring a bassist and a drummer. But very rarely do you get to hire an actual rhythm section.
Right.
Of guys who have played together for a long period of time. That's a totally different animal as opposed to hiring a bass player for hire and a gun for hire. And Hamilton and Kevin have such musical empathy. They love playing with each other. They love playing new music. They love playing challenging music. And I love their energy. They're several years younger than I am, so they give me a nice, good, young butt kicking, you know? But I appreciate it because what they bring to the table keeps everything fresh. And a lot of times when I'm working with other musicians, not all other musicians, but certain other musicians, sometimes they go on autopilot and they don't really have a level of creativity that I'd like to bring out to make my music really snap, crackle, and pop.
Right.
So I love playing with Hamilton and Kevin, and I hope I get an opportunity to play with them a lot more.
Well, that's wonderful to hear, man. We look forward to seeing you here at the Jazz Bakery this Friday, July the 11th, and Saturday, July the 12th. Mr. Eric Reed right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the For Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Eric, man, we look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much for what you do, for the music, and, you know, keep swinging, man.
I certainly will, Leroy, and please thank Gary for me as well, and thank you, everyone, for being out there listening and supporting this fantastic music.
It is fantastic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.